Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, welcoming new providers Drs. Yusuf Barami and Shireen Grant in OB and Family Practice in Muncie. New patients and all insurance accepted. More information at opendoorhs.org. And support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Stacy Wheeler, and she is the executive director of the Back to School Teacher Store. And that's what we're going to talk about today, which Stacy is pretty timely considering the fact that I think everybody's back to school at this point, right?
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the Back to School Teacher Store, a little bit of its history.
Sure. The Back to School Teacher Store is a local 501c3 nonprofit, and it started in 2004, and we're located on South Madison Street, downtown Muncie. And it started from our founder, Jackie Johnson, who had extra school supplies and friends who had extra school supplies and had teachers who needed them. And that's where the idea started. And we accumulated a building. And from there, we have just expanded where we serve over 80 buildings, 14 school districts in Delaware County.
Wow. So to say that the Back to School Teacher Store has grown would be quite an understatement.
Yes, that is correct.
So talk to me about the things that teachers, if they walk into the Back to School Teacher Store, what are they seeing?
Sure. So when they walk in, it is exactly like a retail store, where we have our power out aisle, and it has our pencils and the gold standard, which is the copy paper, reams of copy paper, and your highlighters and binders and paper and curriculum and books and etc. So we have pretty much everything that you would find in a typical classroom, but there's some noted differences. We're not a typical retail store. Everything there in the store has been donated, and we have no cash registers. So everything in there is free or at no cost to teachers. Our mission at the Back to School Teacher Store is to serve local kids in need at no cost to our teachers, and we do that through our local schools.
And I know that this is certainly not a surprise and won't be a surprise to most people, but teachers usually tend to pay for most of the things for their classroom out of their own pockets. And that can be a little tough considering the economy and you know, what's going on. It might be, you know, a struggle to get copy paper and things for their classroom.
You know, it's one profession that still today where majority of the workers pay out of pocket, and it's gone up over the past couple of years. They're on average in this area over $1,000 or more teachers spend on their classrooms and for their kids.
Wow. That is a lot of money.
It is.
So talk about maybe some of the things that the Back to School Teacher Store, maybe your biggest, I don't want to say sellers because they're free, but what do you find that teachers need the most?
You know, again, that has changed since I started. Mm-hmm. I began in July of 2016, and currently the list of the number one item that is needed are pencils. Uh-huh. And Delaware County, we're in a deficit of about 200,000 pencils, if you add up all of the demands that I'm getting from the classrooms. And we look at our student population at the schools, and our measuring stick is what is the free and reduced lunch population at our schools. Mm-hmm. And we really try to serve those schools and classrooms that has the highest free and reduced lunch populations. So in Delaware County, you know, we have one of the highest poverty rates in the state. And so there are certain schools for many of the kids, you know, they're coming to school and their parents are facing real dilemmas every day. What do they pay for if they're struggling to meet their utility bills, their housing bills, their clothing bills? And I think if I was a parent in that position, I would have the same types of things, and I would pay my housing utilities first to provide food and shelter for my child. School supplies would be way down on the list. Mm-hmm. However, we know that when a child has quality school supplies and they have it in abundance, mm-hmm. they excel in school.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Do you often hear from teachers that, is this real? Because it almost sounds too good to be true. Really? I can go to the back-to-school teacher store and get supplies for my students and I don't have to pay anything? Do you get that kind of look of wonder when they come in the door?
Yes. Yeah. So one of the first memories I have at the back to school teacher store was a new hire, and she walked in and she was not very familiar with the store. So she shopped the entire time, and we thought that we explained it well to her what our purpose and mission was and how we functioned. And when she got to the checkout area, she tried to pay with her credit card. And then when we told her that everything that she had gotten and her cart was overflowing, she started to cry. So, you know, she thanked us, and she said that we were a true blessing for her and her profession. So,
well, you were a blessing to many, many, many teachers in 2017. Would you mind sharing the amazing year that you had last year?
Yes. So for me, I am a numbers person. So I like to say that in 2016, as a base comparison, we provided over $450,000 worth of free school supplies to Delaware County. And we became a junior affiliate of the Kids in Need Foundation, which is a national program. And they work with all the national manufacturers and retailers of school supplies.
Wow.
And so we were blessed to become an affiliate of that program. And there are only 40 free teacher stores in the country.
Wow.
So because of that, in February of 2017, we received our first semi-truckload ever to the back-to-school teacher store. And on that truck load had over $400,000 worth of free school supplies.
Oh, wow.
Now, it cost our organization a little over $1,000 to transport that, but everything was donated by Office Max and Staples through the Kids in Need Foundation. So we had several truckloads, and then, of course, we're very blessed to have some local retailers that also donate and individuals. We have a paper fairy as well that provides us with reams of paper monthly. Wow. And so in 2017, we were able to provide nearly $1 million worth of free school supplies to Delaware County. Now, we had strategically worked with Muncie Community Schools. To our listeners that have been following what's been going on with the school board of that district, they were declared a state of emergency, fiscal emergency. And so I purposely worked very closely with them to try to help provide some type of assistance.
Sure. And did that mean kind of getting the word out more to teachers, making sure they knew exactly where you were located, making sure they knew to use the back to school teacher store, those types of things?
Of course. Okay. And then we worked very closely with the principals as well. And the principals became sort of a point of contact with all the teachers. And so we did see an increased number of teachers shopping at our free teacher store, but then also just those direct requests by the principals.
Wonderful.
And the superintendent. So just looking at Muncie Community School District, in 2017, we provided nearly $500,000 worth of free school supplies.
Wow.
So that is what we basically did in 2016 for all of Delaware County, if you do a comparison.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'm sure you anticipate to do even more this year in 2018.
We are trying to fill our needs. We are very popular.
Yeah.
Right now, we just got through and survived the back to school period, and you know, last year again, the total amount of teacher shopping trips at the back to school teacher store in 2017 was around 1,600. In August, we had already reached over 1,000 shopping trips. So again, we are very popular right now, sure. But that means that we're meeting our mission.
Absolutely.
And carrying that out.
Absolutely. The word's getting out. Teachers are coming to the store. But on the flip side of that, it means more donations are needed, right? It means more people need to help out with the back to school teacher store. And how can they do that?
Sure. So there are several different ways. We are always looking for volunteers, and we are looking for all different types. My daughter, even on the weekends. So we do have some parents, they bring their sibling or their sons and daughters and their siblings in as well. Mm-hmm. And they help sort the donations, help stock the shelves, and then also help with teacher shopping, which is the most rewarding.
Yeah.
or help a teacher check out.
Sure.
And then load the full car up with all the school supplies. But then we also have extensive amount of books that are donated, high quality books, and we are always looking for individuals that have a knowledge in literature and reading and the most current books, classroom books being used for popular novels to just read out loud books. And so, again, last year we had about 12,000 books passed through our store and donated out into the community. So again, we're always looking for those librarian type individuals to help us sort through all of the quality books that we get. And then we are looking for individuals that like to stuff envelopes and to do promotional and spread the word out about all the great things that we do as well. And they can contact us at phone number 765-282-7350. That's our store number. Or they can reach us at our website, and there we have a volunteer request form that the individuals can fill out. And our website is www.btsts.org.
So, Stacey, talk to me a little bit about why having the back-to-school teacher store is so important in a community.
I think that one of the things that I'm passionate about to bring this home as a citizen and taxpayer, I am very concerned about equal access to quality school supplies and what that might do to our future and our children's future. What type of workforce are we creating if we do not provide those essential classroom supplies? So as my personal goal in life and mission in life is that my job really is to keep those teachers' supply of quality school supplies, because the teachers are reporting it does all these wonderful things, academic performance. Kids like to come to school because they have that pencil. They don't have to stress about that. And hopefully, long-term impact is that we're going to have a great workforce, which means better jobs, better quality of living for everyone.
Better community.
Better community for everyone. Yep.
Absolutely. And you know, what a wonderful impact on the students in the classroom. But again, it must be wonderful for a teacher to have that peace of mind and not stress out all the time about what am I going to do about, you know, the children in my classroom that don't have pencils or folders or paper. What a wonderful thing you're providing the teachers as far as peace of mind that they get to start the school year and then get to go back when the needs are there later to be able to focus on the learning in the classroom and not, oh my goodness, where am I going to come up with the money to buy pencils for my kids?
And you know what? Supplying school supplies is a complicated issue in our area. And, you know, our name is Back to School Teacher Store, and maybe that is not the best title for our nonprofit because we really provide service year round, and we are finding some of the greatest demands. Yes, they occur back to school, but we're seeing that right around October, November. Those teachers have broken crayons, pencils without erasers, reams of paper that are gone, notebooks that are falling apart. And so, you know, those great sales that existed at our local retail merchandise stores, they don't have those great sales anymore. So, you know, restocking those classroom supplies is so important so we can continue on and move forward with just the daily activities.
Absolutely. And what are your hours during the week?
So for donations, we are open Monday through Friday, and we're typically there around 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then our teacher shopping is Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then the first Saturday of each month, we're open from 10 a.m. to 2. So, and we have found that that first Saturday opening is so very important, especially for those county schools
sure.
that are a little bit further out.
Yes.
That's so important for us to have that. Or for, we do also serve the pre-K program, so early educational oh. facilities. Mm-hmm. We provide service to level 3 and level 4 past the quality facilities that have been recognized by the state. Okay. And so oftentimes, you know, the week does not, it's not very suitable
sure.
for them to shop, but that Saturday opening is so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining me today on Community Connection.
It has been my pleasure.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, and is sponsored in part by Open Door Health Services and the Ball State Federal Credit Union. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.